Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Well, hello, good morning, happy day. Oh, excuse me, I'm yawning. Welcome to Sunday.
Good morning, all.
Hope you're having a good weekend. We have a filled day this morning and all day in front of us.
Man, what a beautiful day we're going to have.
Yeah, but, you know, we're sitting here watching the news, and we watched it last night when Iran attacked Israel with its hundreds of drones, which I think is weird, but, you know, I don't understand warfare, so.
I guess this is, you know, these... Our idea of drones are these little four, you know, propeller little things that go, yeah. But, you know, these things are massively large. They can carry pretty big munitions on them.
But and they had hundreds of them.
And I think it's more of just a, yeah, but you can build those things at a fairly low cost and drop, you know, bombs that can do some destruction, mm-hmm. but not, I think it's more... It's not for mass destruction. It's more for terror is what these were doing. But, you know, they can also be, there was talk of, you know, there are a lot of different processes. There were talk of timing those attacks with the faster incoming, larger munitions, trying to kind of fool the Israelis, strength dome, and then there were talks of, you know, maybe sending all of these things and kind of, you know, what America might do, sending a lot of these things over to kind of feel out where their weaknesses are in the Israeli defenses and, you know, then come in from different areas. I think more along the lines of the sophistication that the Iranians have in their battle plans is that, you know, we'll just send all these stuff up. Ha, what do you think? Yeah, we don't really have a plan after that. That's that's kind of what I think. But, you know, who knows?
It cracks me up. I was reading a story this morning, though. And the first two paragraphs were about Iran saying they're going to defend themselves if Israel, you know, retaliates. We have the right to defend. Excuse me, you just attacked Israel. So, whatever.
Yeah, and, you know, as we went on to that, it was like, well, they're attacking Israel because they say Israel attacked us. Well,
in Syria, their consulate in Syria.
And, you know, they're attacking them because they said they attacked them. Well, then they're saying them because, you know, it's kind of like we were talking about you're driving down the road and you have two kids in the back seat and who hit who first? He hit me first. Yeah. No, he hit me first. No, he hit me first.
Well, they've been fighting for thousands of years over there, back in biblical times.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, this is a continuation. And the bad part about it is the continuation, it probably hurts somebody's feelings, but here it goes. You know, the Christian dogma basically is that, you know, we're to love each other and love all the people and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, you read about what the the Arabic peoples in their religion, which we know is a Muslim religion, is to destroy Christianity.
Yeah,
and that's been going on for a lot longer than, again, here we talk about, for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years. But you see how it's moved into Europe. And, you know, and it's now moving into the United States.
Yep.
But we're going to sit back and just say, well, but, you know, and again, it's kind of like Biden's doing with Iran. You know, don't retaliate. You know, we'll just sit back and don't fight back. And again, here comes the other part of what we were talking about this morning. If your child behaves, do you punish them with a punishment that they'll not want again, or do you give them some chocolate to appease them?
If they behave or misbehave?
If they misbehave.
I thought you said if they behave.
No. You know, do you give them some chocolate to appease them? You know, if you, you know, here it goes, probably hurt somebody's feelings again. If you give them a spanking, they're going to remember the spanking and go, you know, I didn't like that. or you give them chocolate and say, you know, hey, if I misbehave, I get more chocolate. So what's, you know, so what happens? Biden administration comes in and says, yeah, we're going to take away sanctions. Here's tens of millions of dollars. Obama says, yeah, here's a plane full of cash. You know, go ahead. And all hell breaks loose. And they know more money's coming. Why? Oh, please don't do anything more. Here's some more money.
Yeah.
Don't do anything more. Here's some more money. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's just my take on it.
Yeah, well, I think it's a good assessment. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's spot on. I think that's exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm. But anyway,
yeah,
we've got better things planned today than the...
Yeah, we're going to the birthday party.
Yes, we're going to go to the birthday party.
We had the baby yesterday.
I am going to have to talk to my daughter-in-law about her scheduling.
That's right.
That's not a, you know, she's going to have to understand a few things about parenting and about other things in life.
Like scheduling a birthday party on right. The last day of the Masters?
Yes. You don't at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, you know, even you understood. You know, we got married on
November 1st.
Which was the Georgia Florida
game.
Football game weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought that's a beautiful day to get married, and I looked and I said, but we have to have the wedding at 11 o'clock so we can be home to watch the game by 2:30. And you said, absolutely. So I knew at that point in time, you know, my bid to have you as my wife was successful.
Okay. Yeah, it was so funny because we got married. We had a Catholic mass wedding, of course, and they run kind of long. And then our reception, we had
a beautiful reception.
It was so fast.
I really was.
We got in there, everybody sat down, we cut the cake, we did our first dance, and then everybody, okay, gotta go, see you, love you, bye, congratulations, bye, 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 bye. Everybody getting home to watch the game.
Well, we didn't get home right, but the game had already started by the time we got home.
I know.
You know, it was 2:35.
That was a busy day because we also, well, we had already been packed and everything because we'd get on a flight the next day.
Yep.
To go to Europe, to go to Rome, to get on our cruise.
Yeah, and, you know, too much information here, too. You know, we'd have a big, you know, of course, you'd have the big night before, and, you know, we were already living together, of course.
Yeah.
And big night before.
We had already known each other intimately.
Yeah, so big night before, and we had been packing a couple of days before, trying to get ready.
The stress of getting the wedding together.
We were on a two-week cruise.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we're getting the wedding together. And of course,
our absentee ballot
of course,
voting.
The night before, I didn't sleep in at home because you can't sleep with your, you know, wife to be
that's
the night
right.
before the
that's
wedding.
That's right. That's right.
And I couldn't see her that day. So I had to sleep somewhere else. I actually slept with our son at somebody else's house.
That didn't
house.
Sound right.
Well, you know, we shared the bed because, you know, I had to get him up and get him ready to go.
Yeah.
Get him put on his tuxedo.
Yeah, because he was
all
what?
That,
so. How old was he? 13 at the time?
No,
he was younger than
younger
that.
Younger than that. Oh, much younger than that.
No,
yeah.
He wasn't. Was he 10?
Well, we got married in 2008.
Been. Yeah,
and he was born in
1996.
She was born in 1995.
Gracie was born in 95.
96. Yeah, so he was 11.
Mm, okay.
Oh,
anyway,
he turned 12 that day.
Oh, that's right. His birthday. Yeah,
okay. So anyway, we get home. We watch the game. We get packed, and we look at each other and go, "You know, this is our wedding night." Yeah, you know, we have to,
you know.
Do it. You know. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do it. Because you know, you only have one wedding night.
That's right.
So, you know, so it was a very busy day.
I know that's TMI. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, needless to say, it was a great day.
Yes, it was. It was a great day.
It was. But anyway, scheduling. You know, today is this final round of the Masters. And, you know, we'll have to talk to her about that. But this is going to be a good day to watch that because the course is going to be, unless they slowed it down. And for those who don't know what slowed it down means, the wind has been blowing. Those greens are what are bent grass. The fairways and everything are winter rye grass. So once the wind starts blowing and it dries it out and they don't put any water on it, and the way the hills and undulations on that course are, what we call in golf is that golf course becomes very fast, meaning that it's very hard to control the golf ball. It will roll forever. It makes the undulations and the slopes that much more difficult. It makes a lot of times some of the shots they hit look very, what I call, pedestrian, look amateurish. You saw a couple of shots where guys were hitting little chips that would run, you know, completely off the green, which looks like, you know, the not good player. And people don't understand just how difficult it is for them to play this golf course the way it is. So it'll be very interesting. But today, too, they're going to have it set up to where if you hit a really good shot, some shots, they're going to be able to make lots of good scores on holes as well. So it's going to be one of those very exciting finishes, I think, today.
All right, How's Tiger doing?
He's doing great.
All right.
He's doing great. He did not shoot a good score yesterday, but the courage, you know, people don't understand this too, the courage that he has to try, you know, he's got that competitive spirit. And at some point in time, he's going to realize, you know, he just can't do it anymore. But, you know, whereas, let's say I go play, you know, I'm in my prime and I go play, I might get up at, you know, it might be an 8-hour day for me to play the tournament. For him, it's a 24-hour day because he'll have to get his sleep, he'll get his therapy, you know, 4 hours prior. He'll 2 hours prior, he gets to the golf course and he's trying to loosen up and hitting balls. And then after his round, he's getting 4 more hours of therapy because his body just can't do it anymore. And
especially after that car wreck.
Yeah. His leg, if you watch him walk, you know, he's limping the whole time. He's got back things on. He's got leg braces on. You know, he's just trying his best to be as competitive as he can.
At least he's going to finish today, not withdrawing. I think he, you know, did better than I think a lot of people expected.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't understand, too, how hilly that golf course is.
I didn't realize how hilly it was.
Oh, yeah, how difficult it is to walk that golf course.
It's very hilly.
Yeah. People say, oh, golf, you're just walking around hitting a golf ball. Yeah, good luck.
And not just, like, small little hills. These are steep hills that I would have a problem getting up.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness. Yeah. I didn't realize it was that hilly.
Oh, yeah.
Steep either.
It's very brutally hilly.
Anyway, so we got a question of the day. I have a question of the day.
Okay.
Since we were talking about weddings, how would like for the listeners to share something significant about their wedding day? It could be small. It could be funny. It could be humorous.
So it's not a question.
Just share something.
Share today.
Okay. Share something that you know, remember about your wedding. Just give us a little, share something. Okay, that's it. Gotta go.
All right, then. See ya. Have a great day. Go dogs.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy.